1 hour of hockey talk to kick off your afternoon. This is Hockey Central at Noon, only on Calgary's hockey station, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Good Friday afternoon, everyone. Peter Lubardi is sitting in today. Generally, someone would phone me at this point, and I would answer some questions. Josh Humphreys with us on Hockey Central at noon today. It is not a game day. And, Josh, I should mention right off the top, we are at 1334 Country Hills Boulevard at the Country Hills Golf and Country Club, where they are staging their Black Friday sale. It will continue throughout the weekend. They are here till 7 o'clock this evening, tomorrow from 10 to 4, and then on Sunday from 10 to 3. And I will say this. I'm not sure the last time, Josh, you've been outside, but you could almost play the sport of golf today. It is so nice here.
If it wasn't for that snowstorm we got a week ago, you probably could.
You almost could. That is so true. Now, needless to say, there is no golf going on, but it's an unbelievable sale. I walked into the building about half an hour ago and walked around, and there's great prices on all clothes, clubs, shoes, everything you could ask for here at the Country Hills Golf Club, where I've been lucky enough over the years to play in a couple of Calgary Flames annual tournaments. And it is a steady stream of people that are walking in. There's been some great purchases, and we welcome you all weekend long to come to Country Hills Golf Club on Country Hills Boulevard. The exact address is 1334. The Calgary Flames lose for the first time on their five-game homestand. Their three-game winning streak was snapped last night against a very, very good hockey team. The Chicago Blackhawks entered last night with a record of 10-7-1, but said all day long, Josh, very misleading. That is a terrific team, all types of talent. The core really, well, not the complete core, but the main men, if you will, still very, very good. And that's a group that's really been together for the last seven or eight seasons. They've won two Stanley Cups in 2010 and 2013, feature the reigning Norris Trophy winner in Duncan Keith. And I will say this. I have been watching Patrick Kane since he was a member of the London Knights the year prior to him being drafted, or at least the 2006-2007 season. And you knew from the first time that you watched this young man play the sport that he had special skills. He is truly magic on skates.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
He is so fun to watch. He makes things happen out there out of, you know, plays that look like nothing, hence the game-winning goal. Last night looked like a broken play and nothing was going to happen, and all of a sudden it ends up in the back of the Flames' net. There's a lot of times, even that one play where, I can't remember who it was that took the slashing penalty, but Patrick Kane was wheeling around the zone and it looked like he was about to make something happen if it wasn't for the penalty called there. He was very exciting to watch last night, and once again, all over the ice and making things happen out of nothing all over the place. It was a good night for him.
A goal and an assist for Patrick Kane and the Hawks' 4-3 win over the Calgary Flames. And this week has been interesting for the Flames. They play two elite teams. I see both the Anaheim Ducks and the Chicago Blackhawks as true Stanley Cup contenders.
Yeah.
I was so impressed with the Ducks on Tuesday night as the Flames found a way to turn that into a 4-3 shootout victory. And the funny thing about hockey and sports sometimes is I thought the Flames were better last night than they were on Tuesday, and yet it wasn't good enough to win the hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the first 6-7 minutes of the game, as the Flames dug themselves a 2-0 hole and were being outshot at that point to the tune of 8-2, there really was a lot to like about the Flames' effort, the commitment to their game plan, the way they defended the high-powered Hawks, who, even without Patrick Sharp, just keep sending, especially those top two lines.
Yeah.
They are so, so difficult to defend. And the Flames, over the last 52 minutes of the hockey game, give up a grand total of 15 shots. The Flames outshoot the Chicago Blackhawks in the 4-3 loss last night, 29-22. And yet, it wasn't good enough to win a hockey game. I left the rink last night feeling this way. Everybody entered the season knowing that it's still a work in progress. And it is a work in progress. But when you consider, Josh, that this team already has 12 wins, they remain 5 games above 500, certainly in a playoff spot, as we are now really officially just past 21 games in the quarter pool. We're nearing the American Thanksgiving date, which for many is, you know, a somewhat significant date. I refer to the great Peter Marr, who really feels like this second 20-game portion of the season. I couldn't agree with him more. I felt somewhat that way myself. You go through the first part, everything sorts itself out. Teams have new players. For veteran teams and really good teams, and I think, you know, the Hawks are one of those groups. They come in last night at 10-7-1, yet are you really concerned? They've been through it too many times.
Yeah.
They can say whatever they want. And Patrick Kane yesterday before the game even admitted to me, it's true. When you know that your goal is to win the Stanley Cup and you truly feel like you have the group, don't tell me for some of these groups. It's not difficult in the months of October and November to really ratchet up their game. Generally, when those elite teams ratchet up their game is when they play who they feel are the other elite teams.
You know what? And I'm not really worried about the Chicago Blackhawks. They're going to turn things around. They're just way too good of a team. They have way too many good pieces that coming up in the second half, they're going to turn things around. So I do have to agree with you 100% and agree with Peter Marr on that these next 20 games are really where we'll see some teams separate themselves from the pack. And you look at teams like Chicago, and you mentioned it there, getting used to some new guys on their roster, or they're just not up for these games early on in the season because they know when it really amps up and things really start to matter, they're going to be a team that's going to be tough to beat. And you look at that game last night, that the Hawks really show that they are an elite team in the league. They came out in the start of that hockey game and they took the crowd out of it. They took the Flames out of it, scoring those two goals early on. And say what you want about the Flames coming back and tying that game a couple of different times last night, but if you're going to spot the Chicago Blackhawks 2 goals early on in a hockey game, your chances of winning go very, very down throughout the rest of that hockey game. Because even if you do come back and tie it, you have to figure that the Chicago Blackhawks, through the rest of the, you know, 50 minutes of that hockey game, are probably still going to score a couple or more goals. And if they can score 4 goals, it's going to be very tough to beat them at any given time. So I think the Flames did well last night. But to give up those 2 early goals, I think really were the difference in that hockey game. You can't spot Chicago an early lead like that.
So difficult, especially against the elite teams, to chase the game all night. And in many ways, that's exactly what the Flames did. And yet, I was thoroughly, thoroughly impressed with so many things that they did in the course of the last 50 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
Their power play looked outstanding, especially on the first two when they scored. And then I thought all but one power play last night, they did a great job of generating. And the other factor about, you know, being in a position, Josh, to have 6 power plays during the course of the game. And I would say that, you know, the Hawks took a couple of what I would refer to as not stupid, but silly penalties that probably were unnecessary. They love to run picks. They're very good. And a number of teams are. St. Louis is. I think the Blues do it as well as anybody. Little rubs and picks all over the ice. They got caught for a couple of those.
Yeah.
And yet, the other 4 power plays were created because of how the Flames skate and pressure you.
Yeah.
And the ringleader, again, in so many ways, was Paul Byron, who chips in with another multi-point game. He's on an absolute roll right now. Snake bit in the first 16, 17 games of the year. He scores on opening night. He scores the team's first goal of the season all the way back on October 8th and then went 16, 17 games without scoring. Well, he's now scored 4 goals in his last 4. And the breakaway speed, the pressure, Paul is so relentless in all 3 zones, whether it be penalty killing, 5-on-5, 4-on-4 situations. And I thought he was a huge factor in the game in terms of helping the Flames pick up their pace and turn the tide against an excellent skating Chicago Blackhawks team. Mm-hmm. I am so impressed with the season that the 25-year-old from Ottawa is having. And for a young man who signed a one-year deal, was not qualified in the summer, and a gentleman who's making, and not that money means a whole lot when I analyze players, but this guy's a pretty good value, because in a salary cap world, I don't think you can ever completely ignore dollar figures.
It's, no.
It is a factor, and it has to be talked about. It's $600,000.
Yeah.
That's a great value. Friend, is, at this point in time, that is great value.
Yeah.
Josh Juris again.
Oh.
Another night where he is just, with his speed and his tenacity, mm-hmm. and goes to the net. And more importantly, just the trust.
Yeah.
Even this week, the trust that the coaching staff, Bob Hartley and company, continue to show in this first-year player who, if you rewind the clock back to Penticton, or going into Penticton and the annual rookie event, I don't think there were very many people who thought that Josh Juris, A, would be on the Calgary Flames potentially at any time this year, let alone being the type of player that, you know, there's some nice houses here around Country Hills Boulevard, not to mention that, you know, maybe he might want to pick up the phone and think a little more about having a potential real estate agent.
Yeah. And, you know, he's earned it. It's been incredible to watch him come up here and do that. And Marcus Granlund, another guy who's came up here, and looks like it's going to be very hard to send him down. He gets another point last night. Very hard to, you know, tell him he's going back down to Adirondack after the way he's played in his recall right now. So there's been so many good things from these young guys that have come up and really earned their spot on this team, or earned almost permanent spots on this team. And the one thing I wanted to bounce off of you, Lou, is last night is interesting in the second intermission of that game, Christopher Stieg on. After the period where there was a 3-3 tie going into that final frame. And Christopher Versteeg saying that people have really got to start to realize that the Calgary Flames have a lot more skill than I think they're given credit for. They have a lot more skill on that team than they have, you know, a lot of people are talking about. And that's something, you know, I don't know, what about you? Is that something you're seeing, that, you know, this team doesn't give credit for having a lot of high-end skilled players? But as a team, it seems like there is a lot of skill out there.
Here's how I would answer that question. The more I talk to opposing coaches and other players, the same message starts to come out almost with every passing new opponent that the Flames play. And the coaches that I talk to, and I, you know, I've been lucky early in the season to have, you know, spent some time with some people that over the years I've established some relationships with, starting in junior hockey, and I know they're not lying by any stretch of the imagination. They say, first off, this team generates a ton from the back. And with Chris Russell, and by the way, Chris Russell, David Jones, again, not skating, was unable, being here at Country Hills, to be at practice, but from Pat Steinberg letting me know today that everything basically at practice in preparation for tomorrow looked the same way as it did last night in terms of lines, and no Russell, no Jones. Don't know if that's going to be the case tomorrow. But when Chris Russell is healthy and the way he has played, with Dennis Wiedemann playing as well as we've seen him, I think as a Calgary Flame, he's certainly making an impact nights. It seems like everything he touches these days has a chance to go in the net.
Yeah.
That's a top four that you could throw out against almost anybody's top four in the league.
Yep.
So that, the teams had pretty good goaltending, I would say, at this point through 21 games. It was off the charts, ridiculously good in the first 10. You might make an argument that it's, you know, it's just been more normal. It's back to normal or sustainable here in the last little while. But that, coupled with how difficult this team is to play against, they're a very quick team, and I truly believe the players that have come into the fray, the Jurises, the more added responsibility for Paul Byron, Juris, they've added some real speed to the lineup. And when you play that transition, want to stretch you out, want to chip pucks in deep and drive other defenders crazy, it's really made a significant difference. Mm-hmm. And now I can't help but think when a Mason Raymond comes back, Joe Colburn, Michael Backlund, remember, this team is doing some pretty amazing things without a lot of regulars in their lineup.
Yeah.
And it is the story every day. It certainly was the topic of the eve with Pat Steinberg last night on overtime in terms of everybody wants to know how it's all going to pan out when these regulars start filtering their way back into the lineup. However, along those lines, we're still a ways away from a lot of those players being back in the lineup.
Yeah.
But you and I, Patty, going all the way back to September, I thought this would be the key for the team. It's about assets and then how you manage your assets. But what I wanted to see from the start of the year to the end of this season, you know, not, forget about wins and losses. Do you make the playoffs?
Yeah.
Do you have more players in your organization that you would call everyday regular NHL players? Because the more of those that you have in your organization means what? Means you're getting better.
Yeah, progressing.
And it is. It's about the process and the progression. We'll hear shortly, by the way, from Brad Treliving. Great interview yesterday late in the afternoon on the big show with Brad Treliving. So I want you to hear back. You may not have tuned in if you're listening today or you're a regular listener to Hockey Central at noon to hear from him. But I want to hear from him again on a few of those things. And one of those things you'll hear about is the process, because the process, sticking to the plan, is really important. Yes, this is a team too, Josh, that keeps winning because they don't really care whether anybody else in the league thinks they shouldn't be doing this.
Yep.
They believe they can do it. And that's the most important thing. And they leave the building last night. They're angry.
They're not happy.
They
feel that they let one slip away.
Yes, they were right there, right in the teeth of it. A bit of a miscommunication. Jonas Hiller, probably with a bank pass from behind the net that he'd like to have. Unfortunately, who does the puck go to? Well, none other than Patrick Kane, who slips a puck between Sven Berchi's legs and then fires one off the pad of Jonas Hiller and in 4-3. Flames poured on down the stretch. They had a late power play. They had some good chances there, but they couldn't beat Corey Crawford to tie the game in a game against a team that in now 19 games has given up 7 third-period goals.
Yeah.
And they really changed how they played. They were way more patient against the Flames. And the, you know why they became more patient? A, you need to play the game. You hear Bob Hartley and other coaches talk about this. Part of winning at any level is understanding the situation that you're in. So did the Hawks do a 180 in how they approached things going into the third last night? Yes, I think they did. They played more of a 1-2-2. They were very, not static in the neutral zone, but they clearly changed their neutral zone forecheck. They weren't as aggressive up ice. They were when they had a chance to be, but they wanted to turn the Flames over. And that was for two reasons. They were managing the situation at 3-3, which all good teams understand that they have to do that. Again, what that showed me in the third period was great respect for the Flames giving them fits, because when the Flames get through the middle of the ice with speed, make good decisions, are allowed to use that speed to send pucks deep and then get all over your defense, they're not a lot of fun to play against. And
nope.
That, more than anything, you know, to kind of put a bow on this part of the conversation, is that's what's allowing the Flames to be successful. And they are no fun to play against. And they don't go away in games. Last night, just listen, after a while, ladies and gentlemen, when it keeps happening day after day, game after game, it's not a fluke. This is not a coincidence. However, I guarantee you, going into the game against New Jersey tomorrow night, this team is probably getting a little tired of, at times, having to battle back.
Yeah.
But they're darn good at it.
They are. They're getting really good at
it. No, they're really good at it.
They're really good at it, yeah. A good start in a game tomorrow night against New Jersey, I think, goes a long way. Because that's a team who, if they get up by a goal or two, they know how to shut things down pretty quick. And it's going to be very hard to go back in a game like that, not just because of, you know, some of the skill they possess, like a Chicago team, but yeah, they can shut down and they can, like, you know, they can close down the hatchets there pretty quick, and it would be very difficult and a very boring maybe 40 minutes for the fans to watch if the New Jersey Devils get themselves a 2 or 3 goal lead at any point in that game.
Calgary Flames completing their practice. They have just done that over at Scotiabank Saddledome. We are here on location and will be throughout the afternoon with Pat Steinberg on the big show from the Country Hills Golf and Country Club, where they are staging their annual Black Friday sale. It began yesterday. It will continue throughout the weekend. It's almost a golf-type day weather-wise. Mm-hmm. You feel like I walked into the room with all the clubs, and you look outside in this beautiful location, and you wanna swing a club, right?
Yeah. It's so nice out.
People even in here trying on shoes and looking at shoes are looking over at me going, yeah, it's pretty nice out. I wouldn't mind grabbing a bucket and heading to the nice range that they have here and swinging. But the sale is spectacular. I've been around the store on an occasion when I walked in, whether it's golf bags who a gentleman's walking out the door with, whether it's shoes that people are trying on. They have a great room in the back here down where we are at the golf course with all kinds of clothes and jackets and shorts and rain gear, you name it. So Country Hills Golf and Country Club, it's their Black Friday sale. We'll be on location. They are here themselves. We'll be here till 6, of course, when the big show comes to a conclusion. And they will be here 10 to 4 tomorrow and 10 to 3 on Sunday. So if you're in the neighborhood and the weather's nice, you have that golf feel, maybe you're on your way down to a warm weather location to play a little golf. I don't think I'm going to play golf next week, but I must admit I'm a little fortunate in what
you're going to say the least. Some nice weather.
I might be headed to some places where you'd even want to swing a club more. So
some Arizona action for you. You
little Arizona, little Anaheim, little San
Southern
Jose,
California.
This isn't a bad gig.
No,
I got to tell you,
you're doing okay.
Doing all right. I like the gig.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. We are here. Hockey Central at Noon continues. And when it does, an interesting interview with Sven Berchi, conducted by Rob Kerr, who's having a little bit of an extended weekend. And no, it's not necessarily about Sven, how his season is going, how he's doing with all that. It's a little different, a little unique, and I think you'll be very interested. That's coming your way next when we return. Peter Loubardius, Hockey Central at Noon on a great Friday in the fabulous city of Calgary on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Hockey Central is brought to you by Boston Pizza. New Budweiser Red Light pitchers and glasses at Boston Pizza. Watch them light up when your Calgary Flames score. Visit participating Boston Pizza restaurants on a Calgary Flames game day for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to a Flames road game. Catch all the Calgary Flames action at Boston Pizza for your chance to win with Budweiser. Must be at least 21 years of age with a valid Canadian passport to enter. No purchase necessary. Some restrictions apply. See in store for details. Budweiser and Boston Pizza are proud sponsors of the Calgary Flames. Sportsnet 960 The Fan and Shank Sports Grill are proud to be the home for the NFL Game of the Week. Calgary loves the NFL. Shank's has two great locations, Crowfoot in the Northwest and McLeod Trail South. Fan Club members log on to win a $50 gift card to catch the game at Shank's. Monday Night Football, always a great time to start your week. Loads of big screen TVs. It's really the only place to watch the NFL. Shank's Sports Grill, your football headquarters for all NFL action. The home of the National Football League in Calgary. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
The Calgary Roughnecks captivated the city during a thrilling 2014 season. And now, you can join the party by purchasing your 2015 season ticket for as low as $263. Visit CalgaryRoughnecks.com. Calgary Roughnecks. Come for the party. Stay for the game.
Right now, there's nothing standing between you and a brand new GMC. Nothing down, nothing due at delivery, and no security deposit. Plus, 0% lease rates for 36 months on select 2015 models, and your first two bi-weekly payments covered. It's the GMC Sign and Drive lease event. Get into the fuel-efficient Terrain or spacious Acadia, no problem. What's holding you back from the completely redesigned Sierra? You guessed it, nothing, except time. Hurry, GMC Sign and Drive ends soon. Visit AlbertaGMC.com.
There are some families who don't belong together. Montagues and Capulets, Hatfields and McCoys. But there are two families on City who are definitely a marriage made in comedy heaven.
Are you joking?
The Dunphys from Modern Family and the Johnsons from the fresh new comedy Black-ish.
Mr. J?
What's up, Zach?
What's up, Andy?
Andy? That's not even close to Andre.
I think it says I'm edgy but approachable.
I think it says I hate my father.
Black-ish, 10:30 Wednesday, right after Modern Family on City.
This is Big Mike, and welcome to my crib. Let me show you around. This is my toilet, and if you move an inch to the left, you'll see my bunk bed. And if you come back between 2 and 3, I'll show you my yard during rec time. Or if you drink and drive, it could be your crib, too.
If you're going to drink, plan ahead. Call a cab, walk, or find a designated driver. Just don't drink and drive.
Oh, I think we're going to be very close.
A message from the Brewers of Canada and Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
With Strombo and Merrick. Brought to you by Rogers NHL Game Center Live.
All right, tomorrow on Hockey Night in Canada, our man George Strombolopoulos talks to the general managers. Two of them specifically. We'll find out what he has to say in moments.
Who's the boss?
People ask me, hey, Messier, what's the next big thing in hockey? That's easy. Rogers, NHL Game Center Live. Live stream over 1,000 games so you can follow your team and catch the games that matter to you. They didn't have that when I played. And if you're a Rogers Internet or Wireless Data customer, you get a free subscription until December 31st, 2014 to Rogers, NHL Game Center Live. Learn more at rogers.com/NHL.
Wait, you're talking to Tony Danza?
Hold me closer, Tony Danza. No, you were talking about the GMs. Who's the boss, Jeff? And that's what we're doing on Hockey Night in Canada this weekend. Two general managers and they're two buds. We have Doug Armstrong, formerly of the Stars, now the Blues, and his pal, a guy called Ken Holland.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
A very successful general manager of the Detroit Red Wings. Both of them are on Hockey Night this Saturday.
So what interests you about both these guys?
I just think it's interesting that you have guys that actually grew up in a different era of hockey who have had to adjust in the management of the modern era of hockey. And not just that, coaches. Hitchcock and Babcock. We know what those two guys mean to their teams, but their personalities that are bigger. What do you do? Everybody says we want a good character guy. What do you do if you got a super skilled guy who has terrible character? All these little things that you have to do behind the scenes. There is no hockey store where you can go buy a player in the traditional sense. So these guys manage the modern world of hockey.
And where they're at analytics. I remember talking to Holland on the podcast once upon a time and I said, Kenny, where are you at with analytics? And he said, Jeff, I use what we like to call gut analytics.
And Doug Armstrong's been doing analytics for over a decade when he was back to Dallas. So it'll be interesting to hear what they have to say.
Part of Canada's most extensive sports network. TV, online, magazine, and radio. Proud to serve Calgary and Southern Alberta. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. One hour of hockey talk to kick off your afternoon. This is Hockey Central at Noon, only on Calgary's hockey station. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Welcome back to Hockey Central at Noon. Peter Lubardi is sitting in today basically for Rob Kerr. Pat normally does the show, as you know, on a daily basis. And today he will be in Rob's spot, so he'll join us on the big show here at beautiful Country Hills Golf and Country Club, where they are in the midst of their Black Friday sale, and it is superb. So if you have some golf needs, might be a Christmas present that you have in mind, everything on your golf wish list is here at the Black Friday sale. They'll be here till 7. They'll be here from 10 to 4 tomorrow, and then it wraps up Sunday from 10 2-3. Sven Berchi has had an interesting time with the Calgary Flames. Last night, again, a pretty good night. Has been a little better as of late. 3 assists now in his last 5 games for the former first-round pick. And I will say this about Sven. I have always enjoyed my dealings with him. I found him to be very upfront, very honest, pretty well grounded, and yet at times I've felt for him because he's been through a difficult stretch. I think more than anything, forget about physically, but mentally. And it hasn't been easy to be Sven Berchi necessarily, and yet in the National Hockey League, basically in life, we're all very much responsible, if you will, for our own actions and trying to fit in and make things happen and adhere to the programs that we're all part of. And Berchi trying to continue to show that he belongs in the National Hockey League on an everyday basis. Always enjoy listening to Rob Kerr interview anyone. I think he does it as well as anyone in the business. And yesterday, Rob Kerr caught up with Sven Berchi to ask him about a number of things, but nothing really about hockey in particular. Well, not the normal hockey questions, but a little off base, but I think you'll really enjoy that.
Well, Sven, every time I talk to you, I learn something different. I've always enjoyed our conversations. Let's talk about your skates, because you just showed me something that's kind of really cool. Here we are after a morning skate, and you showed me you don't tie your skates very tight at all in a morning skate. Why?
Just to get some ankle flexion in there, and I feel like I got to work a little harder to get going out there on the ice, and it's just a little more mobile and stuff, and I like to keep them loose in the morning to like really, you know, really get used to them and kind of get my, I guess also use your shins and, you know, your whole ankle and stuff. And I think it really strengthens your ankles. And I just feel good about it. And that's something I've been doing for a while, and I don't know why I started it. And it's just something like, yeah, I barely tie them. Like I can almost like just slip them off, but I can still skate, so it's fine.
But you said to me, you do have to work harder in the morning with them loose, right?
I think so. You gotta push off a little harder, and then for me, it seems like at night when I come to the game, and then as soon as I slip in them, I tie them a little tighter, and then I feel like I got a little more. It seems easier to skate, so I feel like I got more power.
You just said that you don't know when, so this was something you did on your own. You didn't pick this up from somebody else?
No, it's just in juniors, I guess, in Portland when. The one time, I guess, I came late to the, I had a little meeting, so I had only like 5 minutes to get dressed to go out for the pregame skate, and I slipped into the skates and just tied the top part, and that was it. And then I was skating around, felt pretty good, and the night after the game that night, played really good, and then I was like, whatever, I'm just going to start doing this.
like many great hockey traditions, yeah, right? You had success, you can't go away.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not really picky about my equipment. I don't really care what my equipment, you know, looks like or feels like. I just, you know, certain things, of course, got to be the right way, but I'm not too picky, and in the end, can still skate around, even though they're not even tied up really hard, so it's been working.
How many, if you don't mind me asking, how many pairs of skates will you go through in a typical year?
I don't know. How many skates, Oz? Three pairs of skates for me a year? Three or four pairs. Usually I like to start, like last year in Abbey, I like to start the playoffs with a new pair of skates. Mm-hmm. And usually, I guess, just after Christmas or around Christmas, get a new pair. And yeah, it kind of depends. Depends how many shots I took off them or what else happened to them. But, you know, these days the technology is so amazing with these skates that you can have them pretty much for a whole year, and they don't seem to get soft or anything. They might get a little bit soft, but you're still able to have good enough push. But
are you a sharp guy? Do they have to be really sharp or you know?
No, not at all. I like them soft, kind of, because I like to kind of spin around stuff, and I don't like too much. Like, I almost feel like it stops me when I like spin around stuff when they're sharp and too hard, especially right. I think most places, you know, because the rinks are pretty warm. You know, it's not like in Europe where the rinks are really cold and the ice is super hard.
Yeah.
So here it's a little bit different, and so I changed that as soon as I came over here. I like them softer, and so yeah, I sharpen them every day, but they're not that sharp, I guess.
Well, you opened this can of worms. Anything else I need to know about your equipment? Anything about your gloves, your stick, your helmet, anything like that?
I like holes in my gloves.
What?
Yeah, I do. I like it when, you know, usually my right hand, so the top hand, I like to have a hole in there, just right by the palm of my hand there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just kind of reminds me of back when I was younger, because I only got a pair of gloves a year, one pair of gloves. Or even sometimes used them for 2 years in a row, and so they almost looked like a spider web after a while in the middle. There's just so many holes. Sure. And so...
You let them happen naturally? You don't cut, right?
No,
like,
I don't
cut
them.
You just let them happen?
I just let them happen. Not a big fan of getting new gloves, because I feel like they're too stiff in the start. But
right.
So as soon as I get used to a pair of gloves, I usually use them pretty much all year and don't switch them. Wash them once in a while, I guess. other than that, my equipment is pretty simple.
Stick? Are you a big stick? You work on your stick much?
I used to, not anymore, because now it's just, I don't know, I kind of got away from it. I just think, like, less you focus on these things, the more you can focus about yourself and your game and stuff. But, you know, if I have maybe a tough game or something, I switch a tiny little something, I maybe move the tape a little further forward or whatever. But yeah, I've been actually trying to switch my knob for my stick for 2 years now, but I keep going back to my old one. And so I decided this year, I decided to just keep it that way. It doesn't matter what's going on.
So what were you going to try, and what do you use? I mean, you're not one of these guys, a rarity in the league, that has the goalie, lots of tape at the top, knob or anything like that?
No, but what I do is... on my stick, on the left side, on the right side, I put stripes of tape right in the middle. And I make like a layer of about 15 strips. And so afterwards, when I go around with the grip tape, the knob feels really round. And so I've been doing that. And now, you know, even my shaft and stuff is round. So my whole stick feels really comfortable in my hand. And that's what I'm all about. I'm all about comfort.
And feel, right?
And feel, yeah, exactly. And so, I've been having that knob since for like 5 years now. And I kind of keep switching, but I keep going back. Because I get bored sometimes, so I'm like, whatever, I'm just going to try this for practice. But it's not the same, so that's something I probably keep forever.
And Berchi, very interesting to hear him chat about his equipment. Skates, gloves, and you can hear the personality coming out in the young man from Switzerland. And like I said, I've always, like Rob, I've always enjoyed our chats, our time together, going back to his days as a member of the Portland Winterhawks, a very likable young man and someone that is pretty easy to cheer for. And it hasn't always been easy as far as what he's gone through the last couple of years, as far as trying to earn a spot and show that he belongs on an everyday basis in the Calgary Flames lineup. If today's practice is any indication, it looks like he will remain in the lineup tomorrow night at this point in time. Didn't appear to be any changes in the line combinations. Unfortunately, still no David Jones, who's on IR right now. It's retroactive, and he would be able to come back if he's ready to go tomorrow when the Flames close out this five-game homestand, of which they've won three times in four tries against the New Jersey Devils, a Saturday night. And we'll be on the air tomorrow with Flames warm-up starting at 7 o'clock. Ryan Pinder in the chair this Saturday in place of Pat Steinberg, who, believe it or not, after working 3,016 days in a row, is actually going to take a weekend to himself. So good for Patty, and we'll enjoy having Ryan on the show with Derek and I tomorrow. We are at Country Hills Golf and Country Club, where the annual Black Friday sale is on. Josh, do you enjoy playing a little golf?
I do. I do enjoy playing a little golf.
I kind of figured you'd enjoy swinging the odd club when the weather is right. And the weather today, you could play.
I think there'll be some people at some driving ranges around the city today.
It gives you that feel.
It does.
I know I felt that way when I walked out of the house and made my way here to 1334 Country Hills Boulevard. That is the site if you've never been. And the deals are just absolutely spectacular. There's some draws, I believe, going on for free green fees. Don't try and say that too many times.
Don't say it quick, no.
Ooh, I don't like that one. Free green fees. That's too many something. I know that.
That is a little too much. It's a little tongue twister for you.
There's an opportunity for free golf here. Is where I want to go with that. Come on, Lou. What do you mean you've been on the air too much this week? Hockey Central at noon will continue, and our focus.
I don't need it right now.
No, you're right.
You don't.
No, you don't have to be Captain Obvious to understand that. Isn't that fantastic? That for me is one of the greatest commercial campaigns of all time. Give me that just one more time.
I don't need it right now.
But I don't regret being here.
I regret coming here.
No, you don't.
No, I sure don't. Hockey Central at noon. Yesterday on the big show, Pat Steinberg, Rob Kerr caught up with Brad Treliving, the fine first-year general manager of the Calgary Flames. And I just thought it's important to hear from him as often as we can. So engaging, so intelligent, and I truly believe the right guiding hands for this particular organization. I'm told by people who know him well, I'm not sure Brad Treliving, Josh, sleeps.
Oh,
he always looks fresh as a daisy every time I see him, but apparently he works about, I don't know, 21 and a half hours a day. Might get a 30-minute nap in here and there.
Mm-hmm.
He runs all the time, keeps himself in good shape. I don't know how these guys do it, but, you know. But the Flames are in good hands with Mr. Treliving. And I really enjoyed listening to Patty and Rob's interview yesterday, so thought you'd like to hear it again, at least a few moments of it, and that's where we are headed next. The big show from here, starting at 1, a little baseball today. Russell Martin, the newest member of the Toronto Blue Jays, I believe we'll have Greg Zahn on at the top of the hour. 1:25, it's around the National Hockey League with Mr. Humphreys and myself, and a whole lot more on this beautiful Friday in the great city of Calgary. You're listening to Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
New Budweiser Red Light pitchers and glasses at Boston Pizza. Watch them light up when your Calgary Flames score. Visit participating Boston Pizza restaurants on a Calgary Flames game day for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to a Flames road game. Catch all the Calgary Flames action at Boston Pizza for your chance to win with Budweiser. Must be at least 21 years of age with a valid Canadian passport to enter. No purchase necessary. Some restrictions apply. See in store for details. Budweiser and Boston Pizza are proud sponsors of the Calgary Flames.
The integral from negative infinity gears to
at Devon Canada, we have a fresh formula when it comes to your engineering career. F equals flexibility and freedom. C equals a career path worth taking. P equals possibilities. And V equals value, as in the value you'll add to our team. As one of Canada's leading heavy oil producers, Devon has the right mix of challenges, opportunities, and rewards. To learn more about why Devon is the place for your next big career move, visit formula.devonenergy.com. Your perfect formula starts here.
High omega distillation column X.
The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford.
Lease the 2014 F-150 XLT Super Crew 4x4 for $299 a month for 24 months at 0.99% with $2,575 down.
Visit Macklin Ford today to swap your ride.
And receive a no-extra-charge trip to Vegas with every purchase.
Exclusively at Macklin Ford.
Macklin Ford in the Calgary Auto Mall.
Deerfoot at Glenmore. Glenmore at Deerfoot.
Over the years, Mugshot Sports Bar and Grill has noticed many different types of customers. There's the sweet and sour saucy devourer, wearing the love of wings all over their face, or the salt and pepper nibbler, savoring each grain of flavor one teensy bite at a time. Or the team of heat seekers, sweating out the tolerance title. Or the guy who comes in for all the other delicious items like appetizers, sandwiches, burgers, and more. Everyone loves the original award-winning gourmet wings at Mugshot Sports Bar and Grill, corner of Blackfoot Trail and Ogden Road.
There are so many exciting jobs in the radio biz, but nothing quite compares to the fast-paced and exciting world of the sales account manager. Are you a highly motivated self-starter with at least 3 years of sales-related experience? If so, we're looking for you. Are you ready to take on a career that's both challenging and rewarding? Visit rogers.com/careers. Find out how you can become our next sales account manager. That's rogers.com/careers.
How Bell makes saving big better.
George traveled all over Alberta and wanted a network that could keep up. So he switched to Bell. Not only does he get amazing speeds everywhere from Medicine Hat to Red Deer to Fort Mac on Alberta's largest LTE network, he also saved $100 on his new superphone, which meant he had more gas money to travel from Medicine Hat to Red Deer to Fort Mac.
Switch to Bell and save up to $100 on any superphone you choose. Visit a Bell store for details. Bell, saving big just got better.
What type of advertiser counts on Sportsnet 960 to deliver results? All types.
Hello, this is Alameen from Okotoks Honda. We're here to meet your sales, service, or automotive needs. Advertising on Sportsnet 960 has been effective because it has allowed us to reach sports fans in Calgary.
Would you recommend Sportsnet 960 to other advertisers?
Absolutely. It's been effective for us, and I'm sure it'll be effective for your business.
Advertising on Sportsnet 960 works for Okotoks Honda. Call the Sportsnet 960 sales department at 291-0000.
When you're making your wish list for a new vehicle, discover the one that satisfies yours. The first ever Lincoln MKC Compact Luxury CUV. Experience the power and capability of its 240-horsepower EcoBoost engine, intelligent all-wheel drive, and much more. Test drive one now during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Then, take advantage of impressive rates, plus a $1,000 bonus for eligible customers. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Discover that wishes can come true. For conditions, visit LincolnCanada.com.
Everything's better when your money's growing at 2%. You smile 2% wider. Music sounds 2% cooler. Do, be, do, be, do. The kids are 2% cuter. Stop fighting, you two.
Okay.
And your team scores 2% more goals. Okay, maybe not the last one. Everything's better when your money's growing at 2%. Earn 2% interest on new deposits into select accounts until March 31st, 2015. Visit a CIBC branch today and take advantage of this great rate.
Jonathan Carroll from TravelNationCanada.com. What separates us from other travel companies? One thing, our service to you as a customer. Whether you're looking for a flight, cruise, car rental, or a vacation, we're dedicated to giving you the best service and deals. Call or visit us at...
Call 1-844-5NATION, 1-844-5NATION, TravelNationCanada.com. You gotta see this world.
Howdy folks, it's back, Alberta Boots' famous half-price boot sale. Ben Gerwing here from the Alberta Boot Company, and now is the time to buy some handmade Western boots. Buy one pair of regular-priced Alberta boots and get a second pair up to the same value for half price. Only need one pair right now? We'll give you a rain check that never expires, or get that hard-to-buy-for person on your list something special this Christmas. The famous half-price boot sale, on now till December 31st, only at the Alberta Boot Company. 2 blocks east of McLeod Trail on 50th Avenue.
Alberta Boot. Where... the legend.
Did you know the rental market in Calgary is hot? If you require attentive professional property management, relax. Hope Street's got you covered. Every day, we're in contact with tons of corporate clients and families who are looking for great homes just like yours. Hope Street, proudly named Canada's 2014 Property Management Firm of the Year by Canadian Real Estate Magazine. Call or visit us online today.
HopeStreet.ca.
Sports Grill is more than just big screens and big games. Shanks is your everyday gathering place for great times. Whether it's a company team building event or a personal occasion, Shanks expert event planners will take care of all the details from start to finish. All you have to do is set the date, arrive with your coworkers or friends, and bring your enthusiasm for fun. Book your event today. Shanks North, 103 Crowfoot Terrace, and Shanks South, 9627 McLeod Trail.
Hockey Central at Noon continues, only on Calgary's hockey station, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Peter Lubardius sitting in for Pat Steinberg, who is here today, but he's in Rob Kerr's spot on the big show. He'll join me at 2 o'clock, and we'll take you through the course of the afternoon. It's a big weekend in the sport of football as well, here in Calgary, Sunday afternoon. The Calgary Stampeders and the Edmonton Eskimos. A football battle of Alberta for a berth in the Grey Cup game to be staged a week from Sunday in Vancouver, British Columbia. The Calgary Flames record falling by one game last night as they fell at the hands of the Chicago Blackhawks to the tune of 4-3 in what was a really solid effort again by the Flames, who are 12-7-2 on the year and will close out their homestand tomorrow when they entertain the New Jersey Devils for the one and only time this season. The Devils in action tonight. They're in Edmonton, so they'll be in a back-to-back scenario. Peter DeBoer's team headed to Calgary after that contest. The Ottawa Senators signing Jason Spezza today to a four-year contract extension. Word is that it will be an annual average value of $7.5 million. Spezza has been a very consistent player throughout the course of his career. 705 points in 706 games. That's about as consistent as it can be. He was traded from Ottawa to Dallas in the summer, July the 1st, in the deal that saw two prospects, a second-round pick in 2015, and a young man I'm very impressed with, Alex Chiasson, going the other way. I think Chiasson is going to be an excellent, excellent power forward going forward for the Ottawa Senators. So far this season, Spezza with 18 points in his first 20 games as a member of the Dallas Stars. Yesterday on the big show, Brad Treliving sat down for about a half an hour with Pat Steinberg and Rob Kerr and weighed in on several things. And I thought that we'd play a few of those before the end of Hockey Central at noon in case you missed it. And the first question was for the first year general manager, who's doing a superb job. When you look up the words due diligence, I think you'll find Brad Treliving's picture there. This is a guy, I don't think he ever leaves any stones unturned, regardless of what he is doing. That's not that I profess to know him overly well at this point, but do know a couple of people that do, and they are quick to confirm that. And he was asked, first off, how he's felt, this was going into last night's game against Chicago, about the team at the quarter pole.
Obviously, we're happy with the points, and we're happy with where we're standing. I think we try to dig a little deeper in terms of, you know, segments. And actually, it's interesting because this morning we kind of do it. You know, Bob has a seven-game segment that he does with the players. We, you know, from a statistical standpoint, we really try to break it down to 10 games. So we went through it this morning and looking at the last couple of days, I was traveling. And really, when you dig into it, I think the record the last 10 games is indicative when you compare it to the first 10 games in terms of our team play. You know, things such as, I don't have it right in front of me, but, you know, we've created 24 more scoring chances in about than we did in the first 10 games.
Right.
We've limited, we're plus 37 in terms of, you know, we've given up 13 less scoring chances. You know, when you really look at our 5-on-5 shooting percentage right now is at a number that probably isn't going to stay. So, you know, we've been carried by our 5-on-5 play. When you look at special teams, you know, the power play has sort of hovered around the same percentage. I've liked our power play in the last 10 games. We've taken a more of a shooting mentality. We were 28th in the league in terms of shots on goal on power play, 5-on-4 in the first 10 games. We're 5th in the league in the last 10 games. Conversely, on the penalty killing, we'd like to increase our percentage, but we're limiting more shots. You know, I think anybody that watched our team in the first 10 games, there was many nights when we won because our goaltender was the first star. I look at their save percentage, it's dipped in the last 10 games in terms of 5-on-5 play. And we've been able to get points in games that we can say, you know, our goaltender wasn't necessarily as good as they've been. So those are encouraging signs. So probably a long-winded way of saying we're happy to get the points in the bag right now, but we're also not getting ahead of ourselves, and we know there's areas of our game that needs to be cleaned up.
And of everything that I heard Brad Treliving say yesterday, this upcoming answer might have made the most impact, and that is great start, everyone's excited, but in no way, shape, or form are they ignoring the process and the plan.
No, I mean, you're always looking, listen, you're always looking daily. The job is to how do we get better,
yep.
You know, and people sometimes equate that to big moves. You can do a lot of little moves, and you can do little things. You know, one of the things here just, you know, in a lot of cases, it's been forced by injury, but we've, and I say we, but specifically I've had a better chance to evaluate young players while live bullets are flying. Mm-hmm. You know, we probably didn't design it going back to September that let's take three of our top four centermen out. Let's take at the time our leading scorer and see how that goes. Well, you know, you've been able to see a Josh Juris, a Marcus Granlund, you know, Sven Berchi, Michael Ferland come up and play at the NHL level when games matter. So it doesn't, you know, we don't sit here now 6 weeks later and say, you know, we've had some success. We've mm-hmm. looked, that now the master plan goes out the window. We are still looking at this on a long-term basis. We're not, I have no interest or desire to look at things that are going to help us for the next 3 months that impact us long-term. But you're always looking at ways of making yourself better, both now and in the future. So those that doesn't change.
So with that, and it's the question that we see the most, I believe, on the text line, is this early season play sustainable in the mind of the Flames general manager?
You can't, you have to, it's like everything, you look at why you're having success or why you're not having success. I think we have to continue. I think a little bit of that is personnel based. Listen, these young guys have come up and given us some really good hockey, but you know, we've asked them to do a lot. You take 4, 5, 6 NHL regulars out of your lineup. It's mm-hmm. it's difficult. You're putting other people in different roles. I would be lying to you if I sat here and said, listen, I think we're gonna roll the next 60 games shooting, you know, north of 10% 5-on-5. That's just the numbers, when you dig into them historically, it just doesn't support that. Now, again, the good news is they can't take any of those points away from us now. They're in the bag. But you have to figure out, how do we get better? How do we generate and not get lost? And this is why I really am a firm believer, you have to be process-based versus results-based. And you can't get to the end of the night and say, okay, we won 3-1, you know, life is grand. And conversely, some nights where you may come out at the end of the day on the short end of the stick, you have to dig in and see what really happened. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm more, hey, listen, we want to win. Winning is at the end of the day what it's all about. But I'm more concerned about how we're playing and how we're doing things. And if you do things right long enough over extended, you will get the results. So we have to get better. We have to get better.
Brad Treliving, very honest. Always enjoy listening to him. And the overall riding theme, as far as I could understand,